From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the gunman who attacked an Istanbul nightclub early Sunday, killing 39, wanted to create pandemonium in the country, but failed. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. Witnesses said as many as 600 people were inside the club at the time of the attack. VOA asked Deakin University terrorism expert Greg Barton if Turkey is now ground zero for terrorism.
Unfortunately, it's looking that way, Victor. There's a strong correlation around the world between the breakdown of good governance and the extent to which terrorist groups can embed themselves. We see this with Nigeria, obviously with Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia. Unfortunately, Turkey is joining in that list. In the last 3 or 4 years, between 70 and 80% of all terror deaths have occurred in those 5-6 countries. It looks like in 2017 that Turkey is going to be another one of those countries where the slide away from democracy and good governance in the name of security actually undermines its own security.
Sunday's mass shooting followed more than 30 violent acts over the past year in Turkey. President-elect Donald Trump here in the U.S. is casting new doubt on the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion Russia meddled in the presidential election through computer hacking, a finding that led President Obama to impose sanctions on Moscow. Mr. Trump said it would be unfair to make the allegations against Moscow if there were any uncertainty about who did the hacking. There is an agreement among the Democratic Republic of Congo's political factions to try to defuse the crisis over President Joseph Kabila's extended rule. Mr. Kabila was supposed to have left office December 20th, but his ruling party proposed new elections in 2018. This is VOA News. Syrian